Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to the Comathon. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's near and dear to my heart. Building confidence through inner strength. Because let's be real, sometimes life throws curveballs faster than a major league pitcher. Ever feel like you're constantly second-guessing yourself? Like the world's got this invisible measuring stick, and you're just trying not to fall short. I get it, trust me, I've been there. But what if I told you that true confidence doesn't come from external validation or chasing some fleeting perfection? What if it comes from within? From a place of self-acceptance, inner peace, and knowing your own damn worth? That's what we're exploring today, how to build that unshakable foundation of confidence through stoic practices. Think of it like this. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, though those robots would probably be pretty confident, right? But rather it's about understanding and managing our emotions so they don't manage us. Let's get into 5 key takeaways that are going to help you cultivate that inner strength and radiate confidence like a boss. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. Look, life throws curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs hit us right in the face, leaving us feeling bruised and unsure. But here's the thing. Resistance only adds fuel to the fire. Accepting things as they're the good, the bad, and the downright ugly allows you to move forward with grace and clarity. You're not giving up, you're simply choosing to focus your energy on what you can control. 2. Control your thoughts, control your reality. Ever notice how a negative thought can spiral into a full-blown drama in your head? Our thoughts have incredible power, they shape our perception of reality. Stoicism teaches us to be mindful of our thoughts, to challenge negative ones, and replace them with more positive and empowering beliefs. It's like training your mind to be your best friend instead of your worst critic. 3. Practice gratitude, the ultimate confidence booster. Seriously, take a moment right now and think about 3 things you're grateful for. Boom. Instant mood lift. Gratitude isn't just good for your mental health, it's a powerful tool for building confidence. When you focus on the positive aspects of your life, you shift your perspective from lack to abundance. It's like saying yes to all the amazing things already present in your world. 4. Focus on what you can control. Let's be honest, there are a million things outside our control, the weather, traffic, other people's opinions, which honestly, who cares? Stoicism encourages us to focus our energy on what we can actually influence. Our actions, our thoughts, our reactions. It's like having a superpower to choose your response to any situation. 5. Embrace imperfection. You are enough. This one's huge. Perfection is a myth. It's a slippery slope that leads to endless self-criticism and missed opportunities. Embrace your flaws, your quirks, and your imperfections. They make you unique and interesting. Remember, confidence comes from knowing your worth, not chasing some unattainable ideal. Now, let's take this real-world example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. Your heart is pounding. Palms are sweating, and you can practically feel everyone judging your every word. You might be tempted to spiral into self-doubt, but remember what we just talked about. First, accept that feeling nervous is normal, it doesn't mean you're not capable. Then, focus on the things you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, your message. Practice beforehand, breathe deeply, and remind yourself that you have valuable insights to share. And most importantly, remember this. Even if you don't nail every detail, it doesn't define you as a person. You are enough, just as you are. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build confidence through inner strength. Remember, true confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about embracing your authentic self and knowing your worth. Don't be afraid to challenge negative thoughts, practice gratitude, focus on what you can control, and most importantly, remember that you are enough, just the way you are. I hope this episode resonated with you. If it did, please share it with a friend who could benefit from these tips. And let me know your thoughts, what strategies have worked for you in building confidence. Join the conversation on social media using #TheCalmWithin. Until next time, keep cultivating that inner strength and radiating confidence like the awesome human beings you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.